USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The president was in Georgia Saturday campaigning for GOP senators in their runoff election the first week of 2021.
You got to make sure they don't throw away any ballots. When they collect the ballots and they start bragging about how many ballots they already have, you got to make sure your Secretary of State knows what the hell he's doing. And you got to make sure your governor gets a lot tougher than he's been. He's got to get a lot tougher. Because at stake in this election is control of the U.S. Senate, and that really means control of this country. The voters of Georgia will determine which party runs every committee, writes every piece of legislation.
Actor David Lander, best known as Squiggy on the Laverne and Shirley TV show, has died after a decades-long battle with multiple sclerosis. Confirmed by his wife, Lander died Friday in Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook announces its $7 million match to nonprofit this Giving Tuesday, December 1st. Joining us is Naomi Gelite, Vice President of Product at Facebook, to tell us about Facebook's Giving Tuesday.
With many out of work and food security affecting nearly one in three people in the U.S. due to COVID-19, a lot of people are relying on the generosity of others right now. To encourage people to give in whatever way they can this holiday season, Facebook is kicking off a Season of Giving campaign today. Because even a small act of kindness can make a big difference to someone.
Thank you, Naomi, for all that great stuff. And for more info on these ideas and even more ways to be involved, visit at aboutfb.com/Season of Giving.
Kia Motors Corporation on Saturday says it's recalling 295,000 U.S. vehicles for engine fire risks. The Korean automaker said the recall covers many models from 2012 through 2015. The danger is an engine compartment fire that can occur while driving because of leaks. America is about the pursuit of happiness. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed Joe Biden's plan to order schools to let biological male athletes play on girls-only teams and use their locker rooms. The Biden-Harris campaign site states, on the first day in office, Biden will reinstate the Obama-Biden guidance revoked by the Trump-Pence administration, which will restore transgender students' access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2016, from the Williams Institute, they estimate 0.6% of U.S. adults identify as transgender. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Kid of the Year has been selected. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a Person of the Year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a Kid of the Year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
In 1949, Winston Churchill was named Man of the Half Century, and the last issue of 1989 named Mikhail Gorbachev Man of the Decade. The December 31st, 1999 issue of Time named Albert Einstein Person of the Century.
Marry a man with a square head, no neck, and hair on his thumbs. You know what your kids will turn out to look like? Hello.
Actor David Lander, who played the character of Squiggy on the ABC comedy Laverne and Shirley, has died after a decades-long battle with multiple sclerosis. His wife, Kathy Fields Lander, confirmed he was 73 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.